With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Keith Polson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory shares about the recent detection of avian influenza in dairy cattle. I asked him how the cattle became in contact with avian influenza.
This particular strain of avian influenza has been circulating in North America now since 2022. It's been one of the most severe and devastating foreign animal disease outbreaks in U.S. history. And we're seeing other mammals and other birds, actually like bald eagles, from scavenging carcasses, dead birds, from dead migratory birds. Now, we think this is a little bit different. And the most important evidence that we have here is that we are able to take those viruses and we can sequence them at the National Lab in Ames, Iowa. And that evidence on the sequence is that there are no mammalian markers for the flu virus. So that's really telling to show that the cows are very unlikely to be actually spreading disease to other cows. So then that kind of leads that question back to your original question is, well, where are they getting it from? Mm-hmm. And I think our most likely source is in the water. So whether or not they're sharing waters where migratory birds are coming through, sharing the waters. One thing that we don't see in Wisconsin that is very common in the West and Southwest are utter wash pens prior to going into the parlor. So there's, and they're very point source water supplies. So that's very different than what we see in Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, we have lots of lakes and rivers, and there's more standing water where the migratory birds come through on the river flyways. In the Southwest, where we're seeing more of these cases, essentially High Plains Desert. So it's very dry, not a lot of water, and the dairies are either on dry lots or they're in freestalls, but their barns are very different from Wisconsin as well, where freestall barns in the northern part of the country are constructed very differently because of winter versus summer.
And that's your Connection to Agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.